This article is a follow-on from the previous front page article entitled Shop Owner Says Burglar's Sentence Is Not Enough, and it's about the break-in at Help I've Broken It in Wallingford. The article continues. Jonathan Dobson of Tudor Close, Wallingford, was sentenced to 2 years in jail and an 18-month driving ban for that and other offences at Oxford Crown Court on Wednesday, April the 22nd. Mr. Perkins said the sentence doesn't stack up against the impact of his actions. It's not enough, he said. It just isn't enough. It's nice that he's been sentenced and we know that he's not on the streets of Wallingford anymore. But at the same time, in six months' time, he's going to be back out in Wallingford, probably doing the same thing again. It doesn't seem a very harsh lesson for the amount of damage that he's done. The sentencing saw 44-year-old Dobson face the consequences for offences including two non-dwelling burglaries, theft from cars and theft of e-bikes in Wallingford, driving while under the influence of alcohol and driving without a licence or insurance. All the offences were committed on the same day of the break-in at Mr. Perkins' store on October the 15th last year. Dobson was caught with 59 micrograms of alcohol in 100 millilitres of breath after the crime spree, well over the 35 micrograms per 100 millilitre legal drive limit for alcohol. The court heard that after stealing high-value goods like mobile phones and sat-navs from Help I've Broken It, causing the store to lose around 4 days of trading and items worth £3,000, he then drove to Wyatt Way and stole two e-bikes worth £4,030. Then, in the same road, he broke into several vehicles and stole items such as a jacket, wallet and brown bag. He then broke into a nearby garage and made off with spirits, champagne, beer and power tools valued at £1,200. Mr. Perkins said, the court heard it was £3,000, but our insurance claim was about £11,500 worth. It wasn't a little deal. The police did do their due diligence. I'm glad they caught the bloke, but it's a shame they've never managed to tag anybody else along with finding our devices. We're not fully recovered yet. We're still recouping some of the costs of it, which we're never going to do. We're just going to have to take the hit and carry on. Gordana Austin, mitigating counsel, asked the judge for a suspended sentence as Dobson, quote, had motivation to change.